Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, February 16th, 2015, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host, and I am happy to be talking with you once again. I hope it's been a great day. I hope it's been a happy day for you. And if for some reason it hasn't been all that or all that you expected, well, don't give up. You know I'm going to shoot some optimism your way if I can. Because there's another day ahead, and I know you're maybe thinking, if it's going to be like this one, but don't look at it that way. Remain optimistic and hopeful. You know, I like that word hope so much because it's filled with the idea that possibility abounds. And you know what? It's really true. I came up with my own little acronym for hope. Happy, optimistic, positive, encouraging. Doesn't that sound great? That's a mouthful, a mindful, and a heartful, people, when you say, I think so anyway. Well, my guest today definitely will inspire you with her hopeful attitude. She has turned her biggest hope into a happening. Yes, she has made that dream happen. Her heart longed to bring women of all walks of life and faith together by embracing and celebrating them with her magazine, Hope for Women. Angelia White is the motivated dynamo that I'm talking about. She is the CEO and publisher of Hope for Women magazine, and it is my pleasure to have her as my special guest today on Foxology. Welcome, Angelia.
Thank you. Glad to be here with you this evening.
I am so happy to have you as well. You are truly an inspiring woman, and I'm wanting to do my little part to let the world know about that. So I appreciate you finding the time to talk with me with this short chat that we're going to have. It manages to fly by, but let's not waste a moment of it. I just want to share a little bit of information that I have about you, and then we'll get rolling. Angelia White's axiom, live, dream, inspire, is what motivated her in 2000 to embark on an extraordinary journey to create a lifestyle magazine for diverse women of faith, a magazine that speaks to all women from all walks of life. What began as a simple idea blossomed into an amazing faith-defining endeavor. In 2005, with strong faith and determination, her vision evolved into the reality of Hope for Women magazine. And it was created to exemplify the fellowship of women and delivers passionate and creative coverage about health and wellness, fashion, beauty, family and relationships, faith and arts, and entertainment. Hope for Women embraces and celebrates diversity of women while providing the inspiration, support, and information that most women want to live a purpose-filled life. What a mission. Congratulations to you, and how wonderful for all of us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you again. Yeah, indeed, I know. I know. I know. It all looks polished and shiny when people see it, but there's been a lot of elbow grease that went into most things like this. And let's talk about that. It had to have a genesis, someplace where you started years ago before it even manifested into a real live thing that people could see. How did all of this come about?
Well, it all started, Silver Ray, it started off as a newsletter. And prior to the newsletter, it was at a transitioning part of my life. I had lost my grandmother in like January, and then I lost my father in March of 2005. And you know, a lot of times when you have those life episodes and life happenings, it's just like, okay, you just kind of, you know, look at life and say, you know, life is so short, I got to get busy living. And I was 35, and it was just like something clicked, because you know I began to think that, what is my purpose? What am I designed to do? What did God put me here to do? And losing my father at that age and at his age, because I know he had anticipated getting his Social Security. That's all my life. I just always heard how excited he was to get his Social Security check, and he never got it because he's passed away before. And just that moment, that instant is what caused me. You know, I was like, you know what? I want to inspire women. I had been through some things and encountered some issues. I was sexual abuse as a little girl. And I was like, you know what? There's other women that have been in my position. But what can I do to inspire them to hope? And so I set out on this journey, had no clue what I was doing. I said, well, let me just start off with the newsletter. So it was to go to 50 to 100 women. And before I knew it, it had just blossomed, I mean, like overnight, like thousands of women. So I knew that.
Wow.
I was on the right track of my purpose. Didn't know what I was doing, but I knew I was on the right course.
Well, that was certainly a great indicator, and it's really interesting how oftentimes we do have such a defining moment that wakes us up to the fact that, you know, we need to go about the business of living, as you said, and making the things happen that are in our heart and things we know we're called to do. And so that, as I said to you earlier, how wonderful you for you and how wonderful for all of us that get to be on the receiving end of your work. I guess part of the beauty in it too, Angelia, is that you didn't aspire to just become, you know, the biggest, bestest magazine or the biggest, bestest CEO. All of that comes along with you doing excellent work. But isn't it interesting for you, I'm sure, being in that position now? It comes with a lot of responsibilities, I'm sure.
It does. It really does. Because, you know, as you stated, you know, I didn't set out to do this. I didn't know it was going to manifest into this, which, like you said, it's the beauty. And when I look at it, it's the handiwork and the craftsmanship of God, because I just always knew that he wanted me to do something in excellence. And this is what excellence meant to me. It meant, you know, putting it out, but refining it and polishing it up and giving women and giving the readers what I thought he wanted, and that was the best. So, and just fine-tuning, and it's what you see. And then often people are like, wow, that's just amazing. And what's really exciting, that's why I said it's the workmanship of God, is because I didn't go to school for journalism, having took one graphic design course. But this is what I see, and this is what he inspired me to do.
Well, I certainly get what you mean when you say that. It feels often like something so much bigger, and of course it is, than yourself. And you know when you have to make it happen. Tell us about some of the goals that you have in mind as you have come along and as you go?
A lot of the goals is always, the main goal is always to empower and inspire women. We never want the magazine, something I always tell the team is like, okay, we don't want women to feel uncomfortable when they read our magazine. Although we talk about a lot of things about faith and different things, we're not judgmental. You know, we're not ashamed to tackle some of the tough topics, and even physical appearance and everything. A lot, we kind of go as what we do is opposite of what a lot of the mainstream magazines do. But our goal is to always empower women. If they're in a rut or if they just can't move forward, is to inspire them to launch that radio show, launch that book, that jewelry line, that dress line. It's always about putting the reader, the hope reader first. And, you know, with that in mind, it's just like, you know, we are working on launching Hope TV, where we take the pages of the magazine, as we say, and bring them to life. So that's one of our goals, one of our big, real huge, enormous goals. As you said, a lot of times those things are bigger than us. That's one of the things that I think is very necessary and needed. So that's one of the things that we're working on.
Tell us about some of your more recent articles that are coming out and what you're talking to women about.
Some of our articles that we're talking, it's always about inspiring. Of course, this month we're talking about love. Let Love Win is the theme for this month, actually. And today our main feature today was Rebecca Cruz, the wife of Terry Cruz and the Cruz family. And she shares her joys, her faith, you know, being, you know, rooted in Hollywood and in entertainment. And she shares a wonderful feature. We have a great article this week coming out as well, or this month, that talks about the, you know, precautionaries of rape and being careful. And that story actually was evolved from one of our team members. She had encountered an episode that, you know, she was almost attacked and raped. So I said, well, you know, let's talk about it. We have to talk about these things, because I feel like that not only will help the readers, but it will help her as well. Goal setting and just finding true love. And we actually even tackle the topic, you know, when is it time to finally let go of the man, you know?
Oh, I'd be interested in hearing what the feedback was on that one.
Yeah. We talked about the whole 50 Shades of Grey and all that stuff. So it's just like, that was real interesting, too.
No doubt. And I would like to know, actually, your insights and the things that you just feel in your own sense of who you are as a woman about some of those more delicate, I guess, types of traditions that we have dealt with as women of faith when it comes to things like the movie you just mentioned, and when it comes to letting somebody go, you know, how do you position yourself as a magazine to speak to those particular topics when you know that you're dealing very much with people who are rooted in a certain type of perhaps even a biblical understanding or a faith position, or even just being told by everybody, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't leave, you should stay, and you know that they're living in a living hell or a horrible situation or a loveless situation. Or I'm just curious to, I'm asking because I'd like for people to get a flavor of what they can anticipate in what they read.
Well, that's a really good question. Real good question, because that's something that I actually struggled with when I first started the magazine, because I did come out of a traditional, strict background as far as my faith mm-hmm. was concerned. But what I had to learn and what I work with my writers and my team is I often tell them we're journalists. We gather the information and we write and we give the audience. It's up to them. They can process it the way they see fit. We just don't tell people a certain particular, because going back to what you said in talking about divorce and things like that. Those are some tough topics. You really can't say, well, you need to leave that. It's not like talking to your girlfriend and saying, girl, you need to leave that man. He ain't right, But we mm-hmm. have to provide experts, advice and tips, and we just, lay things out, and if we need to relate it to the scriptures, we do that. But we always, mm-hmm. Advise them if they need to seek additional help, then that's when they contact their spiritual leaders and their counselors and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you, I love what you said, that you have a team, because I think it's so important to understand that the realities of what women deal with, and men, and relationships and family, really are so complex sometimes, and it's very difficult to blanket one thing and say this is what you might want to think about doing, or mm-hmm. this particular avenue is something that you should take. We really do have to take into consideration that everybody has a different type of circumstance when it comes to a lot of things, even the rape issue, the marriage mm-hmm. issue, the mm-hmm. Family, the work, and I think it's awesome how you say you counsel with each other to come up with the best perspectives to share. I think that is so very important. And then, again, allow people the opportunity to weigh, educated advice to make some educated decisions. I think that's phenomenal.
What we decided to, in reference to the 50 Shades of Grey movie, of course, that's a lot of the talk, and everyone's talking and everything about that. And so I always like to listen to what the editors have to say. So it was a big discussion. We had a real big discussion, going a lot of back and forth. And, some say, oh, I'm going to go see it. Oh, no. Then you had, no, I'm not going to go see it. It's just nasty. And it's just, going against the will of God and that sort of thing. And so when, because we were trying to debate how we were going to spin the article. That's the basic, the gist of it. How we was going to write this piece, did we need to write the piece, or we should just let it, just leave it alone. And the conclusion was, I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and she's like, where are you going? I said, well, I don't know if I'm going to go. And so we had a, she was just sharing her reasonings why she wasn't going to go. And then it just hit me, Silver Ray, that I don't need to be in that movie either. You know what I'm saying? Because here I have been a victim of sexual abuse. And some of the challenges that women or people who have been abused and different things, you never know when something might flare up, And if you mm-hmm. have mm-hmm. those issues, sometimes it's just like those familiar things. You're like, where in the world did that come from? And so mm-hmm. why put myself in a position to be in an environment like that where I can say the enemy, I'm tempting, the situation. So that was that's what I believe God showed me. Let it go. This is what you need to do. So, but if I didn't have that conversation with the team and we just kind of just hashed it out, you know, I don't think, you know, I would have really heard God's voice to tell me, no, let it go. So.
Well, I think it's great that you stay true to what you believe and what anchors you. I think that that has a great purpose for, you know, making sure that things do continue to be what you want them to be for women and not be, you know, taken by, you know, the next best thing that you think you should be writing about. But certainly if you had put something out there, everybody would have been grabbing hold of it because you, you know, had your take on it. But I do know, and let's talk about that for the next few minutes, that you offer a lot of very, very important other areas to empower women, thinking about now faith-based things. And of course, I'm a firm believer with you. But you also talk about health and wellness, fashion, beauty, and all of those things. Let's share some of those things with the audience.
Well, we do. We definitely talk about health and wellness. That's one of the, I think, in addition to our faith, that's one of the most vital pieces to hope and just women in general. Is because if we aren't healthy and if we're not well, that's either physical, we even tackle the mental. A lot of times that's taboo, but we tackle that. But if we're not well in those areas, then we're not going to be whole and well in some of the other areas. So it moves into our beauty. And what is beauty to us? Is it, you know, you have to have a certain type of makeup? No. Beauty and hope is our confidence and not judging a person just what, you know, what they look like, but it's providing tips and healthy tips to, you know, for women to, you know, take care of their skin and their nails and just, you know, the various aspects of that. We talk about fashion, where to find a good deal or a good steal. One thing that, you know, we listen to our readers, because what's interesting is a lot of our readers and, you know, working moms, and they're always looking for, you know, how can I have that look for less. So, you know, we cater to our readers that are looking for that look for less. And in addition to the health and wellness, we have some foodies, food contributors that provide, you know, some of the baked goods, and we still have to find balance, that even in those articles, about, you know, we stress, you know, you may be able to have it, but you just can't overindulge, which sometimes that's difficult when you're talking about a good piece of cake or caramel cake or something like that. But with everything, there's a balance. So, you know, we were fortunate and blessed that we were able to, you know, connect with Kim Miles from when she was on Miles of Stallions, and she's like on OWN at this time. So, you know, we have some of those home different things each season. We're talking about organization, getting rid of all those extra magazines that I had, just totes, and just cleaning up and getting organized. So getting rid of some books or just kind of trying to refurbish things. And it's just like, it was really hard for me. And I'm like, as I'm reading and editing, I was like, oh, man, this is really to me. She didn't know this, but this is to me. So we have a lot of good fun articles.
My. Yes. Listen, I am going to ask you to talk about two things before we wrap up. We have just a few minutes. One of them is, tell us some of the things that are on the horizon that we can look forward to that are coming up in the magazine. And then I know you have a conference planned.
Mm-hmm. I do. Exciting. Yes. So yes. We are currently working on our spring issue, and which is really exciting, and we should have that all wrapped up within the next 2 or 3 weeks, scheduled to launch and release online around the 25th of March. Oh, wow, this is going to be a big issue. One of the special articles we have is a couple who we follow their journey for them in their engagement all the way up into their wedding. And so we get to share their love story in this issue. Our cover girl, I can't say, but I'll just give a little hint. Our cover girl is a Grammy and Dove Award and Stellar Award winner, and she comes mm-hmm. from a famous family of sister singers. So we got the Jazzy sister. Without me telling, we got the Jazzy sister. So she's our cover girl for the spring cover, and she looks amazing, and she a fabulous interview. So we're really looking forward to that. This summer in July, the 17th and the 18th, we're having our first conference, which celebrates Hope's 10th. Year. So we're celebrating 10 years of Hope. We have a fabulous lineup with Michelle McKinney Hammond as our keynote, Doreen Rainey, Felicia Scott, April Hernandez, Cheryl Pullen, and Girlfriends Pray, Dee Marshall. All these ladies will be there, and we're just going to pour, as we've always have, into those women that attend, that they're going to walk away feeling even more empowered and inspired and that much more of hope.
That's awesome, Angelia. I just want to continue to encourage you to go along with all of the hopes and the dreams that you have planned for women. And we're definitely going to keep our eyes on what you're doing. Give out your website address for us, if you would, please.
Yes, it's www.hopeforwomenmag.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being my special guest today.
Thank you so much
great
for having
info
me. You're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Well, I'm excited, and again, we're going to keep our eyes on you. It sounds like you're the best is yet to come for Hope for Women. So thank you again. And I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. Wasn't that inspiring? I tell you, it's amazing. A little hope can take you into a lot of happiness. So we both want to encourage you to live your dream as well and to live inspired. Please tell your friends about Foxology today. Just go online to blogtalkradio.com/Foxology. You will see lots and lots of shows from every avenue and every topic, something definitely there that will encourage you and inspire you as well. I'm going to look forward to talking to you next time. Until then, stay happy and stay hopeful. Be blessed.